You're listening to episode 32 of the Afros and Pixie Dust podcast, Down and Dapper with Dominique and Felicia. Hey, Dis friends. Welcome to episode 32 of the Afros and Pixie Dust podcast. I am your host, June. First off, Livember is in full effect. And if you don't know what Livember is, it's a month-long event where different Disney POC accounts do IG live takeovers on at Afros and Pixie Dust. So far, we've discussed the Maleficent movie, Epcot Food and Wine Festival, The Little Mermaid Live, and DLR Dapper Day. There's so much more topics that we're going to cover this month from some really great accounts, so stay tuned every day to see who it is and what they're doing. I'm really excited for you all to get to know all these great creators in this space. Another awesome project that I'm working on is a Princess and the Frog social media challenge celebration in honor of the 10th anniversary of the movie. It will be from December 5th to 11th, and it includes daily prompts, a quiz, story templates, and giveaways. Check out the posts on Instagram or on the website for more info. This past weekend was the Disneyland Dapper Day fall outing, and it was absolutely amazing. It was my very first Dapper Day outing, and I was also co-hosting a meetup, so it has a lot to take in. But I loved every moment of it. The meetup was incredible. It was better than I could ever imagine. And so I thought it'd be great to recap the weekend with the co-hosts of the Down and Dapper meetup event for those of you who weren't able to make it or just wanted to relive that amazing day. And now, without further ado, let's get into my conversation with Dominique and Felicia. Hey, Dom. Welcome back.
Hey, girl. I'm so excited to be back.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you back. I'm so excited we got to chill this weekend.
I feel like it was long overdue. It's like, I haven't seen you in so long.
It's only been since August, but yes, I agree.
But that's how I feel. Like, it's just, you know, I feel like that's family, so.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. I'm going to have to figure out some freaking flyer miles or something. We're going to have to figure it out because...
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get this done. But for those who haven't listened to your episode yet, which if you haven't, what are you waiting for? Please reintroduce yourself to the audience.
Hello, I'm Dominique, co-creator of Black Girl Disney on Instagram. And yeah, that's me. I'm back and excited.
Yes.
Yeah, check out that episode.
Please do. It's very good.
Second one or something. But check them all. Just go back. If you're new, you need to just press play and keep
and get in the shower. Yeah, go on a drive, do something, meditate.
Your podcast is amazing, and I love what you do. Get excited every time I see an episode. I'm like, yes.
Thank you, boo-boo. So,
thanks for having me back.
And just so everyone knows, we also plan on having Felicia join us. She will hop on the call whenever she gets some free time. But we're going to get it started because we are in two different time zones. And yes, our sister's still jet lagged. So
June is a trooper, y'all, which y'all don't know. Like, she is a trooper to be doing this.
I am stressed. But it is what it is. Yeah, so we were chatting a little bit before we went officially live,
of course,
about Dapper Day. And I was just talking about, I just started talking about how I was not ready at all.
I feel like if I wasn't ready, I can imagine if I had to have things shipped to me, pack my stuff. That means you got to be prepared before you even get here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot. So again, a trooper.
Yeah,
Dealing with Dapper Day and Disney, so
that was my very first Dapper Day, like, period. Like, I've never done it before. I've just seen it online. I didn't even do like a deep dive. I just went by what other people have told me about it. And that was it. I was just like, oh, I could dress up. I can like go off. Okay, I'm down for that. Like,
you went so hard. Like, the bar that you have, like, I mean, I bow down, because if you guys haven't seen June's Dapper first Dapper Day experience and her first look, I'm not gassing you up for no reason, because you did. Yes. Like, you went, we bow down for real. Like, that's how you come. Insert Jill Scott meme. Insert it in, like, wow. Both days, like, you can't. I just had to put that on record, that that's how I feel about how you came, and wow, we all should take notes, and I'm done. Okay, I'm sorry.
Why, thank you.
So what were your expectations? Did you have expectations of Dapper Day, or like, how was your first experience?
So I thought that it was, overall, I thought it was a really dope experience. Like, I really loved the whole vibe, and I know I use that word a lot, but just first of all, Disneyland, I love the vibe out there, because it feels like it's home, like home. Like, that's your backyard. Like, it, like the people there, they
literally,
yeah, they seem so relaxed, and I get it. It's like, it's a lot of locals. When people go to Walt Disney World, they go there for business. And I feel like when you go to Disneyland, you go there for pleasure. Like, you just there to chill. And so, like, I love that whole vibe about Disneyland. And then for Dapper Day, people just was like, yeah, I'm here. Like, of course I'm gonna look good. Like, y'all don't even know. This is what it's all about. So I just loved everything about that. I loved bumping into the people that were organizers for Dapper Day.
Yes.
Ooh, those folks was, those are some beautiful people.
Oh my gosh. From head to toe. I mean, everybody. That's how a team needs to come.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that too. That's presentation of your brand.
Yep.
They all looked, you know, and They were dope.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice meeting them. Like, it was great.
Yeah, I definitely took their phone numbers, because I was like,
yes. Oh, yeah.
We gotta collaborate.
You know, look, I'm like, we'll be expecting an episode. Like, yes, come on. Y'all need to be up on here.
Yeah, shout out to all of them. I think it was, so David, I fell in love with. He's like, sometimes I dress like a girl, sometimes I dress like a boy. Most people who see me don't know I'm the same person. I was like, well, go off.
Right, options. Like, it's what I'm feeling.
For a date.
And I'm going to slay them all. Like, many people can say that, I'm sure. Like, I'm going to give you looks any way I want.
Yeah, and he was like, he comes back to the same hotel, and like the person at the counter thinks that he's a child, he's a little boy, and she's like, oh, it's so amazing watching you grow up. And he's like, lady, you don't really know me like that, but okay, thank you.
thanks, girl. Thank you.
But Hood Rat Diego, who I definitely need to have on the podcast, because he's low key, he don't know he's my brother. He's beautiful. Jeffrey, oh my god, there's so many people I can't even name.
Yeah, shout out to all of them. Like, they just looked so good. That was so cool.
They were amazing.
1 year I'm experienced the expo part of it.
The expo, yeah. So the expo was both days.
So how is that? Because I've never been.
So the expo was it was both days. It was Saturday and Sunday. I just went on Saturday after I took pictures. Because Sunday I was through.
Yeah, that was.
But Saturday, the expo basically was a lot of small shops displaying their goods, including Dapper Day. So the actual official Dapper Day organizers had their shop with pins and accessories and the official print.
Ooh.
So they make
Okay.
an official print every season for
Oh
their
my
theme.
gosh.
And they sell scarves and fans and such with that print. So I thought that was dope.
Ooh, okay.
So they very fashion
Sounds really cute.
forward, these screets. So that was
Right? I'm like,
beautiful.
dang, I need some pins.
Yeah, they had some really nice pins. And they had pins from the previous. So I guess if they had any left over from the last.
Oh, okay.
So last
Good.
was so this season's theme was Peter Pan. Last season's theme was Alice in Wonderland. And so they had a little bit of both.
Oh, I'm new. I didn't even know that there were themes.
I didn't either. Someone told me. So
So thank
there's
you for
that.
passing that knowledge on.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, so the theme
Dang,
was
that's
Peter Pan.
cool.
Yeah. And so at the expo, there were a lot of shops. They actually had like live performances. They had a swing dancers and whatnot. They had a lot of beautiful shops. They were selling hats and pins and dresses. There was one particular shop, which I'm going to shout out. It was Aphrodisiac. I think that
Oh,
was the
yes.
only black shop that I saw. I may be wrong, but it caught our eye because they were selling African print dresses, and the
Oh,
designer
wow.
is currently living in Ghana. I think she's an expat from Brooklyn, and she's living in Ghana, and she curates all of her fabrics in Ghana and does the manufacturing, and they ship out of New York. So we was like, yeah, we see
Oh,
you. We
yeah,
needs
like.
to hook up. So
Dang.
yeah,
Oh, yeah, I gotta experience this.
they had some really nice pieces there. They had a cute fascinators. They had parasols all in the Ghanaian print. So I thought
So
that was
basically,
really pretty.
come with your money ready.
Yes. So when you go to the
Because
expo,
that's
you're gonna drop some coins. I'm
cool.
really sad I didn't make it on Sunday because I had every intention to go back and get
Yeah.
some items. I had my eye on something, but for me, I'm such an impulse shopper. I always make myself wait. Like I have a 72-hour rule on a regular because I will
Okay,
drop them
that's
coins.
smart.
But yeah,
I
that's
like
just
that.
me trying to be a savvy splurger because I know how I can be. And
Dang,
once
I
it
like
starts,
that. It's hard to stop.
so I usually give myself a rule that I have to wait, just to make sure it's not just I'm just not emotionally driven to
Right,
purchase.
like I just want this.
Right. But I'm kind of bummed that I didn't get to go back because there was a couple items that I did want to just put my hands on real quick. But it's
Look,
okay
it's
because I
impressive.
got her deets and I will
Oh,
be
good.
contacting them. That's all. That's what sounds good. And they do a lot of shows in Brooklyn. They do a lot of events in Brooklyn.
Oh,
So
see,
I'll
yeah,
be.
you're right. That's right there.
Yeah. So I was really excited about
Gosh.
that. And then there was a swing. I think they were just dancers. They didn't have a band, but they were dancers. And that was a black group too. They were amazing when we met them. They were such a beautiful group.
Ooh.
And they I think they do like dance lessons and they also do performances. So they were really cool to meet.
Oh yeah. Okay, next year I'm going. Because it's like I always have something to do that Saturday. But well, this is only my second time, so it's not like I just never can make it. But
Yeah.
yeah, so far though, I'm two for two and I haven't been, so,
But
or I'm
I
one for
think
two.
that like now that you know to look ahead, like they just announced the spring dates.
Yeah, I saw that the dates are there, so I'm like, okay.
So now so they did announce right after the spring dates. So it'll be I want to say April. I'm gonna look that up too. April 19th will be the spring Dapper Day in Disneyland.
Okay.
And so yep, April
Right,
19th.
mark your calendars.
So
Planners are
yeah.
out.
You'll know from now. You got plenty of time to get yourself together because you will need all that time, as I'm learning.
Yes.
If you want to do it right and not die.
Like, even if we would have tried to make, like, we tried to get to the expo, but it took us what? Almost like an hour or two to even exit the park. Like, we would inch away and then run into people and just talk. And I mean, which was great because it was so cool seeing everybody and meeting people that you just kind of been talking to on a gram or even just seeing there. So, but yeah,
And
we
that's
I think we weren't even prepared for that part.
no, so that's one thing. Like, it was literally a meetup. Like, it was
For sure.
everyone, like, because Disney fashion is what Instagram is all about,
Yeah.
for the most part. Like, that's what
That's
like the
where we're
Disney
at. Yep.
Gram is heavy in the fashion.
Yep.
That's where people display. So when you have a fashion heavy, a fashion themed event, folks from the gram is gonna show out, show up,
Oh,
show
show
out.
up and show out.
And
I gotta
so,
keep it clean.
yes. So the first day on Saturday when we got there, so I flew in. I landed at like 2 a.m. In LAX, and then like crashed for a little bit, and then got to Disneyland. And so I think I hit the park maybe around like noonish, 1-ish or so. And
Okay.
from the entrance to getting to maybe the first third of Main Street took us about 30 minutes. And then when we got to the first third of Main Street, I bumped into Purnell, my bro, and it was over.
God. Look
It
at
was
him.
over
Oh,
because
yeah, it was a wrap.
huh?
I said it was a wrap.
It was a wrap. So we were there for probably like 30 minutes because we bumped into him, and I was so happy. And I'm gonna try to drop everyone's handle so people can follow them. But I was so happy that at Purnell Langhorne and at Timeless Disney, Mr. Eddie, who's on a previous episode called Drawn to the Magic,
Yay.
got to finally meet, because this black boy Disney joy is
Oh my
something that
gosh.
needs to flourish. And so they finally met for the first time, and I was not going to rush that whole situation
At
because that
all.
was something that was so necessary.
It
And
needed to
so,
happen.
yeah, so we all fellowshipped, and I finally got to meet some of the Disney bounders that I've grown to love from just the Disney Bound Facebook group. So I got to meet at the Dalai Lama, and I was so excited to finally link up with her. So we was just chilling.
She's dope. I like
Yeah,
her. She's so sweet.
we was in the cut. We was causing a traffic jam because it was just in the scene. And we probably would have stayed there for longer, but then we got ushered away. We had a little mini plaid that came to usher us away. So that's the only thing that got us halfway down Main Street. So we made it another third of the way down Main Street because she just ushered us
Damn.
along. But yeah, so that was just the first day. So once we kind of like got around to like places where we kind of wanted to take pictures and showcase, it literally took us about an hour just to get to the teacups. And so my outfit for the first day was inspired by Golden Afternoon, although it also could have doubled as a Tafiti
Yeah.
bound. But the reason it was Golden Afternoon was because my shoes were actually Alice in Wonderland shoes. So on the
Oh,
bottom had
little
Alice
details.
and the Cheshire Cat. Well, those were throwbacks from, I didn't get to wear them for my birthday 2 years ago. So I was like, finally get to wear these shoes.
Like, pull them out.
Because you can never just throw things away. So of course I
No,
had those shoes.
no.
So it was a Golden Afternoon Disney bounce. I want to just take some pictures by the Mad Teacups. And we literally just rode that. That was the only ride we got on the whole time. And we were in that park for at least like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh my
But
gosh.
yeah, so that Saturday we just kept getting stopped, and we stopped at spots to take pictures. So that was a good day just to kind of like flourish and enjoy yourself in the whole atmosphere. you know. But then we went to the expo afterwards after that. So we made it in like right before they were about to close. It was probably like half an hour before. Because just to get out of the park was the same thing.
Because it took forever.
And then once we got to the expo, so we got to Disneyland Hotel and we stopped at the entrance. And we stopped halfway to the convention center. And then we bumped into some of the organizers from Dapper Day, and that was a whole situation. And then we got to the entrance of the convention center where we like got our ticket, and we got stopped there. And then we finally made it through the doors. But it was so beautiful because it was beautiful interactions. It was every interaction was beautiful, was positive, was fulfilling, was fun. So it wasn't like, oh my God, I keep getting stopped and like whatever.
It was like,
hey, I finally met you, or hey, oh my God, you look amazing. Or, you know, that was what was so beautiful. It was like seeing long lost friends, you know, or it's like a reunion. So that was beautiful. And then day two.
Girl, doing my church stomp.
The official day on Sunday. Sunday was beautiful. We had our meet up.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was.
I think when we got leading up to getting there, we were still in California Adventure. We got stopped, and then we saw the people from Dapper Day, took photos. Like, just getting out of California or DCA was a journey in itself, but it was a beautiful journey. Like you said, the entire day, it was beautiful being there, being in that, creating that, like, too. So,
yeah. So we had our little crew. The crew started off that morning with you, me, Tasha, also known as at JW3000. She's on the Disney D23 episode, and Eddie. We kind of like linked up. Not Tim. We linked up, and we walked through Disney California Adventure to walk over to Disneyland for our meetup that Sunday, the Down and Dapper meetup that you, me, and Felicia at Finn Felicia all co-hosted. And yeah, that was another situation. Like,
baby, let me tell you. If you weren't there, you truly missed out. And I'm sure we missed you too. Like, it was great. Like, it was overwhelming, but overwhelming in a good way of seeing literally everybody, I feel like. It brought together, it did what the purpose was for, you know. It brought everyone together on the POC, just POC side, everything. Like, seeing everybody was good. It was like a family reunion, a Disney reunion.
Yeah. I met people that I've probably been following for years or forever. Right,
you've been in this.
And never got to finally meet them or just like chat with them for real, besides like a little comment here and there on their page or in a group. And so that was really great. That was amazing. And then there was people I met, and I, you know, online you look different than in person. So there's people that I was dying to meet that I didn't even realize I met and was just chopping it up with, because I'm that kind of way. Like, I'll just say hi, and I won't really like introduce myself or get somebody's name. I'll just start talking, and then I'll walk away. I'm like, dang, I didn't get that.
Like, person. Dang, next meetup is we're getting name tags.
Yes,
I'm bringing name tags. Like, here's a Sharpie. Write your handle and your name, and we are gonna finally introduce ourselves.
Yes.
So I do that. Like, when I meet people, even though we could have been talking on the gram all the time, but if the first time I meet you, I'm still gonna be like, I'm Dominique, Black Girl Disney, and they're like, I know who you are, but I'm like, okay, but still, like,
yeah,
it's my first time meeting you, you know, mm-hmm. like, I still want to do that, although it does feel like I know you,
right?
So,
yeah,
but it was great.
Yeah, we definitely need name tags or something. Like, shout out to the Mouseketeers because they had their names out. Yes. They came prepared. But everybody right, like, because there's even some people that I'm pretty sure I'm following a good chunk of the people. But there were some people right. that I've been meaning to follow that I didn't even know that, maybe I was following the hashtags because they use hashtags so much that I was following their stuff and didn't even realize mm-hmm. I wasn't really following their account.
And then you see them.
Yeah. So that was amazing. And then just finally, like, Eat See Disney. Her handle, y'all. Her handle.
She's so Briz, she is a bundle of joy. Like, every time I see her, actually I don't know why I said this, it's like my second or third time seeing her. But every time, it is a joyous moment. It is always exciting. And if you don't follow her, you should. She have your pockets ready for the snacks, the food, the drinks, because she's going to let you know, okay? So,
yeah, I was really excited to finally meet her.
I'm glad you met her.
Yeah, I was excited. And I was just sad that I couldn't even, spend as much time as I wanted to talking to everybody. Like, I would, start to get in a conversation and then want to get in, and then I'd be like, oh, wait, I got to run over here right quick. I'll be right back.
Right. It's like, how do you balance all of that, we're being hostess, yeah. you know, so.
I barely took any pictures. I was like, dang, I, worked so hard in this outfit. I got, three pictures, but shout out to Evelyn, a.k.a. La Disney Pixie, because she took a couple for me, because if she didn't pull me to the side, it would have been a wrap. It would have been reposts all day.
You would have had people with it. I was just going to say, please send me this picture. Send all
Yeah.
But that's the part where I'm like, okay, how do I figure out how to document and take pictures while I'm trying to host and interact with everyone? You know, it's like you're in the moment and you forget, but it's like, dang, I gotta post about this too. Mm-hmm. I gotta get this. But
so I think step Felicia, number one,
she had someone walking around, so.
Yeah, Felicia came ready. She came ready. Yeah. We gotta go by her MO now, because I think she's a Dapper Day pro. She's indie streets.
So oh, my knows. Gosh.
But yeah, she had her photographer, Cosbo, at The Real Cosbo. So he came through with that group shot and the video.
Okay.
And the videography, so.
Oh, my gosh. I
hopefully
can't
we can put that up real soon. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think you definitely have to get there early to take your photos and then go mm-hmm. have fun. We were on CP time. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Listen, I was jet lagged. It is what it is. Whatever.
Look,
it was daylight savings. Like, it was a lot going on. And we had chilled that night before.
Okay, right. Like, we had got in late anyway.
We ain't have no sense. We was just so excited.
And I told Eddie, I was like, when we got there, I was like, no, this is still pretty on time. Like, I think we did great for just making it. So
yeah, we definitely got there on time, but we didn't get there to give us enough time to
not to play around.
Yeah, we literally jumped right in, because of course we also stopped before we actually made it to Toontown. We stopped around the corner and was mm-hmm. fellowshipping, so
right, so it was we made it
we made it so but yeah, so there was so many people that I never even knew about, some people I knew about and was so excited to finally meet.
Yes.
And I just loved how large and diverse that group of people.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't, that exceeded my expectations.
Definitely. Especially because we announced it maybe a week before or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I Disney bounded on the second day as Yes, YESSS. And I was handing out likes, and which were little heart shaped lollipops.
I was just gonna say, please explain.
So I got them.
Don't know.
Yes, it was Halloween, and so I think I lucked out because the shipping was fast for this candy. But I bought some heart shaped lollipops and heart shaped chocolates to give out as like little likes, because that's what Yes does. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna get, I don't even know how many I got, a couple hundred, 150 or something, I don't know. But I was like, oh, this should be more than enough. I'm gonna have to be throwing these away because I'm gonna have so many. I did not have enough.
Well, what? Okay.
I didn't have enough.
Let me tell y'all, the likes was getting out.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I was giving out the likes so that, just to, you know, do something fun. Because you know me, I'm a mama. I always have that, like, you know, gifts and stuff for people. And I was like, wow, I ran out. But I did. A good amount of people got them and people loved them. I'm so happy.
They were, you know, it what? Was, it was a great touch.
I didn't eat. Did you eat? Because I was, ooh, my head was hurting.
No, that's why it was like, okay, it's about that time. Like, my stomach is doing, I'm hungry. But it was such a good time. Like, and just, I don't know if we were one of the only meetups that was happening either that day, but it was, there were so many people. You had big accounts that were there, so seeing and just talking and meeting everybody like that, like, I think it brought together people who, there are Disney influencers that a lot of us love and, you know, some of us look up to and things like that. So it was like to bring everyone together and people getting to meet, you know, the people that you've been following for a long time. So I thought that was a good time. It was,
yeah,
great.
I think so. I think it brought together a lot of people that would have not found each other.
Yes.
Online, necessarily, because there were some people that I was like, I don't know you, but
no.
I was like, wow, once I finally got to meet them and talk to them, I finally like found out like what they do and their artistry and their creativity. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so dope. Now I have to follow you and see what you do. So I was really excited about that. So that made me really excited.
I do want to give a shout out to the people that came by themselves.
Yes.
And like, if I was by myself and walked into that, like, it was because it was so many people, that takes a lot to do. And to be doing a solo Disney alone sometimes is a lot. So shout out to the people that came by themselves and left with meeting new people, following new accounts, seeing people you've met up with before. So I just wanted to shout them out.
Yeah, definitely, because it was a large group. Like, it was a crowd. Like, wasn't nobody else coming around that section because it was flooded. And so, definitely the people that came by themselves, thank you so much for being brave enough to come in. I hope y'all felt welcomed because it was just all love there. So
that sums it up right there. It was so welcoming. And that came from people, you know. Mm-hmm. One of my friends, she pulled me aside talking about this is one of the most welcoming meetups that she's experienced. And getting, being told that, like, that really means a lot, you know, because you want people to feel welcoming, because that's really what we've been trying to do, is get in and feel like, hey, you know, come on. We trying to get everybody. Disney alone as an adult is a small community. So yeah. We need to be there. So
yeah, and like basically support you in what you do, how you do it, you know, whether you spent $1 million on your outfit or, you know, you borrowed it from a friend. We don't care. Okay. We just happy you
here. We don't care. Just look good.
Yeah, it don't matter. I'm just happy you showed up. You could have came in a t-shirt and jeans.
Right, you didn't even have to because I was participate.
Yeah, I told people. I was like, I don't care if you ain't dapper. Just come up. Just come through.
Just come on.
Yeah, I just want to say hi. Like, I just want us to get to know each other. you know, right. build a community. So I was just really happy about that, that, you know, people came through and they felt good about being there, because that's, mm-hmm. that was the number one goal. And so I'm happy that that was accomplished.
I actually kind of, I want this to be something that we continue. Like, this could be an eventually, like, you know, every Dapper Day we have a meetup, like,
mm-hmm.
that could be an annual thing that we put on. And I think that would be great on both, take it, you know, on both coasts. So, and the fact that you're going again, I am here for it. I can't wait to see, because, and, you know, hear you experience that, because I've never experienced their Dapper Day either. So
yeah, I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie, because I guess I'll say this now, like, I am an introvert. I mm-hmm. don't spend a lot of time with other people, even though I like to unite people. It's kind of weird. Right. I know everyone says, like, we don't believe you, but yeah, like I was saying before, it was like really, it was really good to connect with those people. But just being an introvert and having to put my energy out there, mm-hmm. Like I was literally drained by Monday. And I could barely even hold a conversation. I couldn't even take pictures. Like, you should have seen my faces in these pictures. I couldn't even muster up a smile or pose. Like, I'm already not photogenic to begin with. Like, it's
yeah.
I have to figure it out. And I couldn't even fake
it. You look good, girl.
I had to take pictures from behind on Monday because I was just like, I cannot. So that's one thing I learned. So it makes me a little bit nervous for Walt Disney World, because Walt Disney World is going to be 4 meetups.
Oh my, oof.
Yeah. And ooh,
my chest just got tight.
Like, I'm so excited to go to Walt Disney World for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. For one, like, I'm getting to, you know, link back up with Tasha, and I'm also going down and kind of like inaugurating another person who's going for like their first time as an adult. So I'm really excited to go with them, that I, you know, have a good relationship with online. I'm happy because it's been a year since I've been at Walt Disney World, which is probably like the longest in a while.
Say, that sounds like
it's been a while. So I'm fine. I'm going to get to, you know, hang back out. You know, Adriana is my sister.
Right.
At 50 Bobby
oh
Bro.
My gosh. I
like,
can't
she's
wait
my
y'all.
Sister, like sister. Like, so I'm so happy. And then Ashley is my other sister. Like, I'm so happy.
You get to meet up with everybody. I'm like,
yeah. So cousin. I'm like so excited. So I'm now that I've realized, like, you got to protect your energy, I'm going to, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to come through and I'm going to love on everybody, but I'm going to make sure I don't go overboard and go
right.
like, too hard. Like, I'm going to say, okay, I got to go to bed, or I got to like put some headphones in. I got to have some quiet time. I need to make sure I have some me time in there mm-hmm. a little bit, just so I can make sure I can give the good energy that I want to give to everybody out in Walt Disney World. So
it's gonna be great. It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be great.
Are meetups, like, there can be a cutoff time, right? Like, people could be like, a meetup from like 1 to 2.
The meetup, it starts whenever it starts, I guess, but I guess it ends when it ends. We'll see. But you know, I'm gonna be there for as long as I can. Probably in the morning, like I'll probably make it like a late day of it, because like I get there first thing on Friday. I'm probably gonna, you know, hit up the park with you know, my friend at Sailor Love Song. And we'll probably, because it's her first time, so we'll probably just do some things around the park mm-hmm. and like get situated at the hotel, and then like maybe relax a little bit at the hotel, or have a nice like meal, like okay. you know, and then I'll go to the meetup. So I won't be like touching people all day on Friday.
Got
you know,
it.
And Friday, I won't be dressing up until the afternoon, so I think it won't be that hard to kind of, like...
That gives you a little time.
Yeah, get through the crowd or like, you know, because I think what it was like, not only just meetups and bumping into friends, but it was just, like, strangers, you know?
Like, yeah. Everyone
yeah. Stop you because it's Dapper Day, and people love seeing what people come up with, and they want to stop you, and they want to compliment,
and we'll take a picture of you.
You know,
and,
you want, you feel proud of what you made because someone
of course. Is
enjoying it, and someone, you know, so... Like 100%, that's beautiful. But then, you know, after a while, I think it does kind of like get a little bit overwhelming, at least for me, because I don't even know how to take a compliment. Still working on that. You know, the Lord ain't thrown me yet. But
Okay.
So yeah, so it's a lot just to have like all that attention. But I think I'm gonna come with a better game plan on for Walt Disney World, and it's gonna be beautiful. We gonna have a great time. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, so I mean, another beautiful part was that we just had a little, I don't know if we should say it, but we had a little kickback. Me, you and Eddie and Tasha.
Yeah, and we had a beautiful Tiffy. A little wind down. A little wind down.
Yes. Miss at Tiffy Starchild and Pernell. And that was beautiful. Just to get this. Sit and chat with your homies.
That's really what it felt like.
That was beautiful. Like,
so it's so needed.
Yeah, very much
so. Honestly, like, really to wind down, like, we were chill, comfortable, in sweats. Like, it was great. And just to recap on the day and just talk with each other on everything, even, you know, just life in itself. So it really felt like, and you would think that we have all been friends for years, just,
yes,
you know, big kicking it, like, and that's what I think, what I love about our community, in a sense, is like, it feels like I've known y'all.
Mm-hmm. Because we understand, like, each other from that perspective. So,
like, we were, you could just be, you, like, you, this is me at home. Mm-hmm. Like, you have me how I am at home. And that, it was great. That's why none of us planned to stay there till as late as we did on a Sunday.
No, I was like, dang. I saw someone, y'all take, well, now y'all know, next time, don't be working on Monday. Like, come on.
I know. Oh, yeah. No. For sure. I am taking a day off because, like I said, you were a trooper. And how we were talking earlier, like, outside of it being Dapper Day and a meetup, doing 3 days in the park is a lot. I'm a pass holder and I go all the time. I do not do full days. Like, that is not my thing anymore. And when it is, like, when Mia came, she called me the next day and was like, are you as sore as I am? I'm like, girl, yes. Because I do full days.
Imagine doing that in, like, I don't know how high these heels were. I committed to the shoes. I didn't take them off until, like, we hit the
expo. We were done.
Yeah. For the first day, I kept them on to the expo. The second day, I kept them on the whole time.
Oh, yeah. See? Oh. Felicia's calling.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yay, she joined. Yay.
Hey, everybody. Yay. Eternal struggle.
I know, right? Welcome, Felicia. Good, how are
you? Hi.
Yeah, so we were just going in on, like, how our experiences were. Like,
aww.
It was my very first Dapper Day.
Ever. In general. Oh, and, my goodness.
Yeah.
That was
your second, right, Dom?
Yep.
Yeah.
How That's exciting. Cool.
We know
and
you're
And I've been
a pro.
Going since. Damn. How many, what Dapper Day is this for me?
Goals.
Mm-hmm.
My sixth Dapper Day, but this is not including. Wow. So technically this would be my 12th Dapper Day if you count like fall and spring.
This is 6th year.
Yes.
Yes, 6th year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Dapper Day is how I got into the Disney community and into dressing up vintage full time.
Wow.
That's what I was saying. Oh, go ahead, Dom.
Oh, no. So since this is your sixth Dapper Day, like, how have they progressed for you? Like, does it meet an expectation every year? Like, you know, do you go just, you know, now it's just kind of like a thing that I love to do, or do you go also with like, you know, I hope it does this, this, and this for me?
I never go in with an expectation. I know that I'm probably going to see people. That's how the past couple ones have been for me. Because before, I didn't have any Disney community friends. I just went because I loved Disney and I loved dressing up in vintage. And it was a chance for me to, like, wear my most extra outfit and not be judged for it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, this is a thing. This is awesome. I feel like personally, just in my style journey, I've gotten better and better every year. Like, I look back at like what I wore at my first Dapper Day, and I've always, every year I'm like, differently this year. Or what type of style do I want to showcase this time around? My first Dapper Day, I wore a simple sweater and a circle skirt with like records, like vinyl records print all over the skirt, which is like some little shoes. I like curled up my hair, was super excited to go, and then I saw people in prom dresses and I was just blown away. I was like, wow, the next Dapper Day, that's gonna be me. I was like, circle skirt level, no, that's what I wear on a daily. Prom dress level, yep. That's the goal. I saw people look like real life princesses. So I was like, yeah, that's how I want to attend Dapper Day. Be a princess.
Oh, man.
Well, every Dapper look I've seen of yours, Felicia, has been amazing. So you've been definitely stepping it up.
Like,
thanks. But they all get planned in a year in advance.
See, that's what I need to do. Like, I need to get on it. Okay, now
we
know.
Are you kidding me? This was your first Dapper Day and you slayed.
Thank you.
I said the same thing. The floor. Are you kidding me? When I posted that video of you passing out your lollipops, people were like, who is she? Where does she come from? That dress. Or they'd be like, yes. I'm like, go check her out. That's my friend.
Killed it on your first Dapper Day.
Yeah. The shoes, head to toe, perfection.
I was so excited when I found those shoes.
That cool my first Dapper Day.
I'm not going to be that cool. That was, oh my gosh, blown away. Blown away for sure. So.
But let's talk quickly about the meetup, since Dom and I talked about it a little bit, but we got to definitely have your input. Thank you both for, you know, doing this. I'm so excited that we all got to link up, because we all have, you know, some, I think, really awesome pages that represent, you know, the POC community, you know, Bounders of Color. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Really helps highlight the POC Disney Bound community, and Black Girls Disney always shows out and shows all the beautiful melanin that we got.
And all the different styles and different types of family who attend the parks.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I'm always finding new accounts.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm blown away by some of these people, what they come up with, especially with your Batu. Mm-hmm. Your Batu series was really good.
Oh, man.
Yes.
The looks Batu. That people create. Let me tell you, that one was hard for Mia and I. I'm like, I don't know Star Wars. What do I say? I sent pictures to my brother like, what does this symbol mean? was I need help. But the looks that people create, and just showing like a different type of Disney fan, a Star Wars fan, like, it was great. And yeah, that's why, like, Felicia too, with Boundaries of Color, we find so many people from you guys, like, I love that all of our pages highlight different people, and it's not just the same people, you know, like you said, like, you exactly. find accounts from me, I find accounts from June, like, we're showing so many people, and that there are so many people out there, so I wouldn't want to do this meetup with nobody else but y'all. Like, it was perfect. It was the perfect group, for real.
I definitely agree. I think it was a match in heaven. Like, it was perfect. The stars aligned.
It was. I think we all each brought, like, our different strengths with our pages and brought different types of people. So it was, mm-hmm. like, a super diverse group. It wasn't like Bounders. It was Disney stylers or even like casual Disney goers that like just stumbled upon our meetup. We're like, okay, this like, is come the on, thing. Come on, come we recruited like new Disney fans in the process. My friend Cosby, who was there videographing the whole thing, he went out there and like started talking to like people that we don't necessarily know or talk to. And he's like, hi, what's your name? Who are you? And he was telling me, like, hey, have you met this girl? I was like, no, I've never met her. And he's like, look, this is a person who helped organize the meetup. So I met so many new people and was, like, able to, like, share our pages. I'm like, oh, you see those people over there? Like, this is all of us. This is our whole team.
Please, yeah.
You know, link up with us. Join our community. And I think that's what it's about. It's all about community. And I feel like we're stronger than ever after it.
Yeah, I think that was the most beautiful part. And I think because all of our pages and all of our movements have different flavors, it helped, mm-hmm. you know, bring different people and help us to get to know different people from different sides of like the Disney fandom. Mm-hmm. And that's what I loved, because, you know, we all have this one commonality and like, you know, Dom had said earlier, like, it's not a huge group of, like, adult Disney stans, you know? So yeah. I think we all have to lean on each other to get that support and to get that motivation. So I'm just so happy that, you know, I was put on to a lot of people that I might not have necessarily found in my circles. Mm-hmm. So I think that's beautiful, just in and of itself.
Agreed.
So good. Oh, I can't wait to do it again.
Yeah.
I was just like, seeing the messages from people.
Yes.
Like, you know, it was, I really do think we made an impact. And that's what's rewarding too, is it's like when people feel welcomed, that really is what I just love about it.
Yeah. Lots of comments.
That's a huge common theme that a lot of people said, that this was the most welcoming meetup they've ever been to. And as someone who's been to many meetups previously, mm-hmm. not to toot our own horn, definitely the most welcoming. Awesome.
Toot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to these meetups and they tend to be a little clicky, like people tend to stay reserved and they don't, or they're not like, hi, you know, there's not a lot of like trying to get to meet new people. It's more like, oh, this is my meetup, come meet me. And that's not what it's about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had those meetups, and before I went to the meetup, kept running into people and I kept, you know, telling them, if you're not doing anything later, you should come. And I had someone who was like, oh, I don't go to meetups at all anymore. And I was like, well, why not? Yeah. They were like, you know, it's awkward. You know, I feel shy. I feel like I don't belong. I'm like, no.
Well, y'all belong over here. Yeah, y'all belong exactly. in our meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I got to figure out what to pass out at Walt Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you tell us what you're going to be? Oh, wait. Are you releasing this before or after?
I'm releasing it in the morning. So.
Whoa. Okay, never mind.
Oh, my goodness.
I haven't finalized it yet because, like, I ordered some stuff last night because there was a sale. But yes. I have to try it on and see how it all comes together. I have something else in the back of my head. If I could find it the 11th hour, that's definitely going to be first. So I really don't know what I'm doing yet. But so, I'm going to do my first villain ever.
Oh,
I haven't done a villain.
I've actually never done a villain either.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that.
Like, villains are, they're fun, but like...
They're fun, but their color palettes are limited, and that's why I've stayed away from them for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, the one villain I have done is the villain from Up. I don't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But he wears all beige, so he technically doesn't fall into the normal villain category.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take notes from y'all about bounding and stuff.
Yes, we got you.
We're Audrey here was just for saying, you.
She's like, Audrey was like, you need to get on the bounding. I need to get you on bounding. I'm like, look, it's either it's costume or I don't think you would get my bound. Like, that's how my mind is on.
But that's fine. So. Like, Disney bound is whatever you feel comfortable in, how you want to express yourself. If other people don't get it, that's not your problem.
Yeah. As long as you like what you like.
That's it.
This is true.
That's it.
Well,
it's your money and your clothes.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, man.
But so. I mean, when someone asked me if I was coming back for spring for Disneyland, I was like, no, I can't do it. But now I'm like, dang, I might have to make it happen. I may have to.
Right, like the dates are out. So you can do it.
April 19th.
You could plan in advance.
I know now. I think I did a good number of days. I just don't think I'm going to hit the park like that on the last day. I might just chill at the resort wherever I'm staying. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, you know, touch the park a little bit before I fly out.
But,
now I know. Now I know what to expect and how to prep. Felicia, you missed the little wind down we had afterwards, but
I didn't know there was a wind down.
Next time we got you. I think we figured it out so super late.
I know you guys were mentioning like possibly DCA, and I was like, okay, I'll just go to DCA.
Yeah.
But I instead ate. I was like, I had not eaten all day.
Same. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Oh like, my gosh. Head was splitting. We were starving.
Splitting. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, my whole little dapper group was hangry. I was like, I need to get you all fed. I'm so sorry. I did not expect that meetup to be so long.
Yeah. Listen, it was like after church. Everyone was trying to leave, but every time you try to leave, you stopped again. You're talking more. You try to leave again. You get stopped again. It was insane. And we tried to make it over to French Market to eat, and that took us like an hour to get over there.
Oh my gosh. It was so crazy.
Oh no.
But it was great. But it was great.
Worth it.
Like,
Yeah. And I think after we ate, we just got tired. We just like, that's it. We got to tap out.
Right. We did, I think a group photo and was like, all right, we got to call it.
My friend Keisha had the right idea. She ate before the meetup. She's like, listen, I'll see you, but I'm going to eat a big meal before. And I was like, why? We'll just all eat after. But now I see.
No, but you know what? Like, the way my Spanx was hitting, I could not have eaten before unless I was doing like a liquid shake or something, because it wasn't going to happen. I was running out of space. Like, I had two meals. I had two meals at French Market.
You did.
I was like, y'all, I'm hangry. I'm hungry. I sure enough had two meals up in there.
Oh my gosh. It was great, though.
And them Sphinx had to come off after that. I was done.
Lord, I couldn't wait to change. I could not wait.
Me, too. Oh my God. Dress was polyester. because it was true vintage. So it doesn't, your sweat stays in there. It doesn't, there's like no room to breathe. So I just like felt it after and I was like, I'm not lifting up my arms. This is, no one come near me. That's a problem with me and wearing true vintage, because oftentimes those fabrics were not forgiving.
Yes. They were not for days in the park.
No, they were not. They were like a nice evening out to the movies. They're not for go to the theme park in 80 degree weather. Good luck.
But that weather was beautiful, I will say. It all worked out really well.
It did.
So any final thoughts?
I'm trying to think.
Leading up to it, you guys, doing the announcements, I wasn't hearing much back, and I was like, no one's going to show up to this. It's fine. At least, Dom and all of us, we all have our own crew. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it was like, our crew's going to come, so it'll be fine. It'll just be, a family get-together. No big deal. And then it was just, more and more and more people coming. I was like, where did they all come from? How did you hear about this?
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was going to be something similar to what D23 was, a nice little, tight crew.
Yes, yeah. Me too. Me.
And when it turned into Felicia had to stand up and get us to be able to get our group picture, looking at that picture, it's just wow. We really did this. It was so many people, but it was great.
I knew we had to get a picture, and I started seeing people leave, and I knew it was going to be an impossible task to try to get the picture to happen, but someone has to do it.
Yes, thank you for doing that, because I wouldn't have even thought to get it done. And that picture came out so
amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
But the kids, the kids,
we need to talk about that. All of them in the front, the kids in the front, my heart.
Oh, my goodness.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
They were so cute.
Pi Day cosplay. Pi Day cosplay at the Brook Life.
Us two all day.
Jolie, I believe it is. Princess Boy Bound.
And then Miss Ellie Honeybee, she's a little cosplayer. And her mom showed up, and she's also at the front. She's really cute.
Free Baby Koi. Oh my God, her kids always show out on Dapper Day.
Always
amazing. I just love seeing little kids. I'm like, wow.
Oh, and the Dolly Mama. She brought her daughter.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Her daughter was adorable.
She was hangry after that though.
She pulled that little shade.
Yup.
She pulled that shade down on her stroller, was like, I'm done. I'm hungry and we're leaving. I'm telling you now.
Time to go.
She's not having it.
Oh, it was great.
I don't blame them. But I was appreciative for all of them for coming and bringing out their children, because I know it's not easy, especially dressing them up and trying to keep them clean in the park.
Ooh.
To snap a couple photos.
Yeah.
So props to them, because I know. But I'm happy I came alone. But do you have any tips for people that are interested in going to Dapper Day, have never done it?
My number one is shoes. Because we know cute shoes or heels or whatever shoes you put, even for the men, because men's dress wear shoes are not comfy either. Yep. Come to Dapper Day in your cutest shoes, take those pictures, and bring an extra pair. Bring a bag with you. I brought sneakers. I had heels on for the meetup. And then the moment the meetup was done, I changed it to my sneakers because I was not going to walk around in my heels. I was already tired. Too much standing on them. So shoes is always a priority. plan ahead, you got this. You can still look cute and still be comfy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Dom, what about you?
Shoes was definitely on my list. Eat before. If you're a last minute person like me, Amazon is your best friend. And but try to be prepared, because I think that would have been a lot less stressful. Mm-hmm. Is if I would have started a week before. But
don't feel like pressured either. Like if.
But I think it's like
whatever you have on hand, or like
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you have the means, go for it. If you don't, like, don't beat yourself up on it. I'm sure whatever.
Yeah, no, come as you are.
Yes. Like, just because at the end of the day, you just, you're nervous.
Yeah.
And you're a little intimidated about dressing up. Just show up and like walk around, see how it is.
Just come
say hi. Yeah.
Because that's really it. Just come, have fun.
Definitely. My advice.
What about you?
My advice is definitely plan ahead. Of course, my anxiety has to shout out to those people that are nervous. Definitely prepare yourself for talking to people. You're definitely going to be bumping into people, talking to people, just because of the nature of the day. And if you're going to be in the park, there's going to be people that don't know about Dapper Day and going to just wonder why you're dressed up, or might want to just take your picture just because you're dressed up in the parks. So definitely have that mindset that you're gonna be in a social situation. And definitely I piggyback off of y'all, like, don't go crazy. Like, you don't have to, you know, you're not running for homecoming queen. If you want to go and you're not the biggest fashionista or whatever, it's fine. Come in something that you feel good in and you feel comfortable in, and just have fun. Like, have fun with it. Don't feel like you're pressured to, like, show out, because then you're not going to have a good time. You're just going to compare yourself to everyone else. And that's not what it's about. It's about just dressing up and having a good time, doing something different in the parks. I will say, go to the expo, if not for anything, but just to meet the organizers, because those folks are beautiful people and they were so fun to talk to and just to meet. So I think it's worthwhile to go to the expo for sure. I know the expo is only in Disneyland, but it's not expensive at all. It was like $12 or something like that. So you don't have to buy anything, but I think it's just cool just to go check it out, support, because I'm sure that helps keep funding more of these events. So definitely, I think it's worthwhile. So that's what my advice is. And link up with friends.
Yes.
Definitely. Sure. Could you all know someone on the gram that you are, you know, you're probably like, oh, you're going to Dapper Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, I think that's how a lot of us meet anyway.
Yep.
This is true. I've met, and any of my current Disney friends, I've all met at Dapper Day.
Wow.
We ran into each other on Dapper Day. Yep. Like Dom Diva Does It. We met at Dapper Day last year, I believe, and we had been following each other for a while and stuff. And we kept telling each other, you know, we're gonna see each other at Dapper Day. And when we met, it was like I had seen someone I know my whole life. Wow. And after that, we're like, okay, we need to do more park days together.
Oh,
this is great. This is like, it was even better than I could have imagined.
That's amazing.
That's great. Dapper and you meet good people at your meetups. Yeah.
Exactly. And that we met at a meetup. It was like another Toontown meetup. In the spring was the first time that those meetup organizers didn't host a meetup in Toontown.
Mm.
So everyone was very confused. I kept getting asked a lot, like, is there going to be a meetup? I'm like, I don't know those organizers super personally, but they haven't mentioned anything or said anything. So last spring, people just decided to show up to Toontown just like around the afternoon. There was no meetup or anything. They just like went because they were so used to like always going to Toontown anyway for a meetup.
Mm-hmm.
So they just like went and hoped for the best. And like a couple of people showed up. because they all kind of expected the same thing. Like, if I don't see an announcement, at least I'll just go there and see what happens.
Okay. Well, we welcome them.
Yes.
Right. Hope they know it's a different name, different organizer for this meetup, but whatever.
Well, I was making sure that people knew that it was, because I did talk to some people and they're like, yeah, I just go to Toontown and just hope that there's something.
Okay. Cool.
So it's like, okay, welcome.
There was something and it was amazing.
Yes.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining me for this little recap. I was so happy to get to link up with y'all again.
Oh, it's always hopefully a pleasure. Catch y'all again
pretty soon.
we'll figure it out. You're far, but
I know.
The love is still so real.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm working on them frequent flyer miles. Go make this happen. And, you know, hopefully we can get this done for next Dapper Day. Now y'all know, for the people that didn't know, just assume that we will have another meetup April
19th. Yep.
Same place at that time. And
be around.
There will be even more meetups not related to Dapper Day that y'all need to stay tuned on. Once we get all the kinks worked out, we will definitely announce that. But just keep your calendars open for sometime around 2021. Let's just say that.
Oh,
whoa.
That's a big teaser. That's all y'all gonna get today. But thank you, ladies, once again. I cannot wait to see you all again. And until then, I'll be with y'all on the gram.
Yes. Thank you for having us. It was nice to kind of powwow about it because it was such a beautiful day and getting to share like our mutual love and kind of reflect on this was really nice.
You've just heard my conversation with Dominique and Felicia. If you've never done Dapper Day, I would highly recommend you give it a try. The Walt Disney World fall outing is coming up very soon. It's November 15th to the 17th. And there's actually going to be 4 meetups that weekend. Anna from Disney Con Sabor is hosting a meetup on Sunday, November 17th at 4 p.m. at the American Adventure Pavilion. And I'll be co-hosting a series of meetups with Adriana, a.k.a. at Bippity Boppity Broke. The first one will be on Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. at the Boathouse Courtyard in Disney Springs. The second will be on Saturday, the 16th at 1 p.m. in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Hollywood Studios. And the third one will be on Sunday, the 17th at 3 p.m. in the Italy Pavilion in Epcot. So if you'll be around on those days, come it out because it's going to be a good time. I want to send a special thank you to Dominique and Felicia for co-hosting the Down and Dapper meetup with me, and for showing me the best time ever at my very first Dapper Day. Please be sure to follow them and their IG pages. You can find Dominique at Dominique Brown and at Black Girl Disney. And you can find Felicia at Finn Felicia and at Founders of Color. I'll link their info as well as info for the Walt Disney World meetups and the Dapper Day website in the show notes. The POC-owned small business for this episode is Aphrodisiac Worldwide. It is a fashion brand owned by Chitza Makonnen that integrates contemporary design against cultural references and a kaleidoscope of modern, luxurious African fabrics. Check out her stuff at aphrodisiacworldwide.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast with all of your friends. And also be sure to join the Afros and Pixie Dust Facebook group so we can chat more about Walt Disney World Fall Dapper Day plans. I hope y'all got your outfits ready or at least getting close. So until next time, never stop deep conditioning or pursuing your happiness.